Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Estacio's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2013 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the Internet via webcast, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.estacioparticipacios.com.br/IR, together with the respective presentation and the earnings release. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session, when further instructions will be given. In case you need assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. This conference call contains forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of new information. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Rogerio Melzi, CEO. Please, Mr. Rogerio, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry about my voice. I've got a bit of a flu here, but I'll do my best. So welcome to our conference call to discuss the results of the second quarter of 2013. Virgilio Guibon, our CEO, is with me here today and will be helping me with the presentation. Just remind you that we will have a question and answer session just as soon as the presentation is over. So let's go straight to slide 2 of our presentation, which is available on our website. Once again, we feel very good as we release our results and comments on our second quarter 13 highlights. This quarter, we continue to follow the trend that began in the second half of 2011, and all the effort we put into the turnaround of our institution began to generate consistent results. We recorded excellent numbers in virtually all of our financial statement lines, and our EBITDA margin moved up from the 10th consecutive quarter. Thanks to exceptionally strong enrollment at the beginning of the year and improving the renewal and dropout ratios, our total student base increased by 20% year-on-year, including acquisitions. Together with the increase in the tickets, which Virgilio will comment later on, this led to net revenue of 443.6 million reais, 30% more than in second quarter 12. Based on this top line growth, and once again underlining the scalability of our business model, our results posted a substantial improvement over second Q 12. EBITDA stood at 66.6 million reais, 80% up year on year, with a margin of 15%, up by 4.2 percentage points. Year-to-date EBITDA came to 153.6 million reais, almost 62% higher than in the first 6 months of 2012, followed by a margin gain of 3.8 percentage points, confirming our path towards a new profitability level. Net income total, 46.7 million reais, a hefty 209% year-on-year improvement, with a net margin of 10.5%, up by 6.1 percentage points. In addition to all the organic growth, we continue our efforts to accelerate our growth rates, aiming to take full advantage of the good times we are experiencing. In this context, we obtained an important victory when the Diario Oficial published the official recognition of our distance learning pedagogy program, thereby concluding the second of 3 steps towards concluding the process of expanding the scope of our centers, currently underway with the Ministry of Education. On another front, which is likely to become increasingly important in the coming years, our grad programs also reported strong results, fueled by the change in the management of this segment following the creation of the Continuing Education Department at the end of 2012. Our graduate student base increased by 26.4% to 15,800 on-campus students and almost 5,000 distance learning students. We follow working on the implementation of a new graduate program model along the same innovative lines as our undergraduate model, which will be gradually introduced in the second half of 2013. We also began activity in the corporate solutions area, which was created to directly meet the needs of Brazil's most important employers and advance the creation of an area to explore in a more organized manner the so-called short-term courses, which are not regulated at all. In the expansion area, we announced the arrival of ASESC, an acquisition of enormous potential in Florianópolis. We carry on with the careful planning for the expansion of our units at the optimal time and continue to prospect the best way to enter new markets that interest to us. I will now hand over to Virgilio, who will go into the details of our results.
Thanks, Melvin. Good morning, everyone. To begin, I would like to call your attention to slide 3, which deals with our operating performance. As you can see on the first graph, we closed the second quarter 2013 with 313,000 students, 20.2% more than second quarter 2012. The same shop student base grew by 16.6%. Our on-campus student base totaled 245,000 students, already including 9,200 students acquired in the last 12 months. In same shop terms, growth came to 13.9%, reinforcing the sustainable organic student base growth trend following 6 consecutive record high intake cycles. Our distance learning base grew by 29.8% over second quarter 2012 to 58,800 students. It's worth noting the improvement in total year-to-date distance learning enrollments, a total of 32,900 new students enrolled in distance learning undergraduate course in the first half, 23% up on the first half 2012. Another very positive feature was the reduction in the dropout ratio, which recorded a year-on-year decline of 2 percentage points in the second quarter. As you can see on the graph at the side, net operating revenue increased by almost 30% over second quarter, reaching 443 million reais thanks to the expansion of the student base and the increase in the average ticket. In the second quarter, the average on-campus and distance learning ticket recorded respective increases of 9.7% above inflation and 6% in line with inflation. Once more, achieving our aim of ensuring that price hikes are at least in step with inflation. Our capacity to increase prices in a sustainable manner at a similar pace to last year's is the proof that students have a higher perception of our quality and are attributing more value to our product. As a highlight, after the student enrollment period, the discount and scholarship ratio decreased by 1.9 percentage points as a percentage of gross operating revenue, illustrating an improving capacity to convert approved candidates into new enrollment. In the first 6 months, the gain came to 0.3 percentage points, demonstrating sustainable student-based growth, which is not tied to the growth of scholarships and discounts. It's worth emphasizing that 9.7% gain in the on-campus ticket would have been even higher without the reduction effects of FIES FGEDUC revenue. Remember that we adopt the new FIES accounting criterion as of fourth quarter 2012. Moving now to slide 4, you can see a vertical analysis of our operating costs and expenses. Our cash costs recorded an efficiency gain of 4.6 percentage points over 2012 same period, mainly due to gains in the following lines: 2 percentage points in personnel, 1.7 percentage points in the labor tax line, partially due to a 3 million reais reversal on this quarter, thanks to improved tax management, offsetting the negative effects of labor claims which have been impacting taxes throughout 2013. 3.2 percentage points in rentals due to cost dilution with the growth of student base, and 0.7 percentage points in third-party service thanks to scale gains. Selling expenses represented 12.6% of the net revenue, generating a margin gain of 1.6 percentage points over the same period in 2012. Due to the 2.8 percentage points in PDA, which more than offset the impact of the provision for FIES line, we dipped by 0.5 percentage points. It's worth noting the organic improvement in PDA over the previous year, reflecting the reduction in delinquency in the second semester of 2012. Even considering the impact of the provision for FIES, which was recognized under PDA in 2012. It's also worth remembering that the provision for FIES line refers to provision for FIES students that we now recognize the contribution to the guarantee fund as a deduction from the net revenue. More details on provision for FIES can be found in our earnings release. G&A expenses represented 14% of net revenue and recorded a 2 percentage points year-on-year margin loss, chiefly due to losses of 1.5 percentage points in personnel due to salary increase following the collective bargaining agreement, and the increase in the workforce due to investment in new areas, which are still generating little or no revenue, as well as the linearization of bonus provision in 2013. And 0.7 percentage points under provision for contingency, largely due to the reversal that positively impacted this line in second quarter 2012. Slide 5 shows our accounts receivable. The number of days receivables averaged 79 days in the second quarter, 6 less than first quarter 2013. Excluding FIES net revenue and receivables, the ex-FIES days receivables came to 85 days, 9 days more than the second quarter 2012, directly related to freshman students still adhering to the FIES program and the increase in delinquency. The stability of this figure over first quarter 2013 was directly related to the June 30 deadline for contracting FIES in this first semester. As a result, at the end of the half, we had around 5,000 students adhering to FIES, whose non-FIES tuition were not yet paid. Subsequently, once the contract of these students confirmed, we canceled the unpaid tuitions with a counter-entry under FIES accounts receivable. If we exclude these students, our ex-FIES days receivables would have come to 79 days. As you can see on slide 6, FIES accounts receivables fell by 4.9 million reais over first quarter 2013 as a result of the normalization of FIES certificate transfers following the period of greater volume of contracts amendments in the first quarter. In fact, there was 153.2 million reais in FIES transfer in this quarter, 78.5 million up the previous quarter. As observed in the first quarter 2013, the concentration of contract amendment process in the odd quarters increased the FIES days receivables. This scenario was reversed due to the reduction of the FIES days receivables to 66 days in the second quarter, 23 days less than first quarter 2013 and 22 less than last year, same period, despite a substantially higher FIES student base. We believe the level of our FIES accounts receivable around 77 million reais, or approximately 1.5 to 2 times net revenue from FIES per month, is appropriate for sustainable expansion of the FIES base in our operation. FIES carry forward credits remain in line with first quarter 2013 as a result of repurchase auctions and tax payments that have been occurring normally. On slide 7, we have the agent of our receivables. Our second quarter receivables portfolio remain healthy. Thanks to the continuation of our strict debt renegotiation policies, in the second quarter of 2013, only 7% of total receivables came from renegotiation with students, 2 percentage points lower than in the second quarter last year, maintaining the improvement recorded in the first quarter 2013. In addition, the percentage of receivables from renegotiation overdue by more than 60 days accounted for 41% of total agreements, or only 3% of total accounts receivable. Our criteria remain rigid, clear, and objective, exemplified by the fact that we provision 100% of receivables overdue by more than 180 days, complemented by the FIES provisions. The smaller graph on the right in slide 8 shows our cash flow. In second quarter 2013, in which we recorded a positive working capital variation of 4.4 million reais, while CapEx, excluding the new acquisitions, totaled 29.9 million reais, reflected the expected increase in investment levels after first quarter. This variation plus EBITDA of 66.6 million reais generated positive operational cash flow of 41.1 million reais, confirming our expectations of higher cash generation despite the quarterly increase in CapEx. I will now hand you back to Melzi for his conclusion and final remarks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Virgilio. Moving on to slide number 10, I'd like to talk a little bit about the way we are thinking about Estácio's current moment. As we have commented in some occasions, we like to divide our recent timeline in four different stages. The first stage, which goes from the foundation of the institution to GP's arrival in 2008, is marked by a lot of pioneering, entrepreneurship, and innovation, which resulted in very rapid growth, but with no focus on internal processes that every great company needs. The second stage, which comprised the period between 2008 and 2011, was characterized by Estácio's turnaround, a period where we recorded low growth rates and decided to reorganize the entire operation around the tripod we believe sustain any successful business, products, processes, and people. Such turnaround not only helped us to foster the organizational culture we strongly defend, but also provided us with a series of competitive advantages that have been allowing us to experience a period of excellent results between 2012 and 2014. We believe much of what is happening today is a direct result of what has been done here during the turnaround years, with the eventual help from an external positive scenario for our segment. Proof of our good moment is the intake cycle currently underway for the second semester of 2013, which once again presents very promising results. Our on-campus undergrad enrollments should conclude the admission cycle with a 15 to 20% year-on-year growth, while the distance learning undergrad enrollments should grow between 20 and 25% over the same cycle in 2012. With these numbers, we expect to keep the stronger sustainable growth pace during the second half of the year, and of course, to build the foundations for another great year in 2014. At the same time we harvest these results, we keep accelerating our organic and inorganic expansion projects, both for the on-campus and distance learning undergrad segments. We are also investing in the creation of the new business area, which focuses on continuing education in order to expand our horizons without distancing ourselves from our core business. Parallel to this, we are also using this moment to prepare our company for the future. So, when this period of harvesting comes to an end, we can begin a new phase with an even stronger company, with even more opportunities to create value for our shareholders. Several programs we are conducting right now, such as the Operations Benchmarking, the Academic Model 2.0, our corporate university, the new grad segment, innovation, hospitality, relationship with alumni, and so forth, should begin to make the difference and bring results in future cycles, so that we can avoid growth spikes followed by stagnation, and thus continually and sustainably aggregate value. We believe that slowing down, based on our recent good results, or, on the other hand, letting ourselves get too enthusiastic to the point of accelerating our growth beyond the reasonable level, could be potentially risky. This is the reason we are constantly with one eye on the present while keeping the other one on the future. That brings us to the end of our presentation, so now let's go to the question and answer session. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. Again, it is star, then one, if you'd like to ask a question. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one at this time. And showing no further questions, I will turn the floor back over to Mr. Rogério Melzi for his final remarks.
Well, as we've said in recent quarters, we are currently experiencing our best ever period in terms of fundamentals, results, and prospects, always seeking to improve our efficiency and, at the same time, keeping an eye on good opportunities for the future. Thank you all for participating in this quarter's conference call. I remember that our Investor Relations Department is always at your disposal to help you with any questions you may have. We hope to see you again at our next conference call. Have a great day.
This concludes Estácio's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.